7 after the hour. After. I'm going to talk to Ken about why it is that our A's sound differently sometimes. It may have to do with our nasal cavity. Lots of allergies, lots of healthcare news, lots of things to talk about as usual on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here and at your service. 888-553-7536 is the number as usual. 888-55-DRKEN. So if you have questions about something your doctor has told you, whether you're under a patient's care, you had an emergency situation, you want to know about the doctor or the services that you're being offered, help yourself. This edition of the program is brought to you by the folks who bring you power swabs so that you can have wonderful white teeth. Dr. Ken will tell you about that in a few moments. The front page news, medical news of note, is what we usually get started with, and then we'll certainly take your calls at 888-553-7536, perhaps the most important component other than Ken's knowledge. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me. I'm Doug Steffen, so you can send an email to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. 30% of Americans have high blood pressure. This, when you have people come into your late cardiology unit in Florida, Ken, is it by definition because they have heart problems, are they automatically going to have high blood pressure?
Well, not automatically, but a large number of them do. A large number of them come in knowing they have it. A large number of them ultimately get diagnosed with them because it's a big deal about just two factors. The fact that so many people have high blood pressure and the numbers are increasing, but also we're not doing a very good job at treating. Only about half are getting adequate treatment. This is out of the CDC journal. It's called Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Most doctors read it every week. They report that the proportion of Americans, Doug, reporting that they have high blood pressure rose nearly 10% from 2005 to 2009. Just 5 years. It's amazing. High blood pressure or hypertension, the reason why it's so important is because it's a major risk factor for heart disease and stroke, and it affects nearly one-third of all Americans. Many factors do contribute to high blood pressure, including obesity, eating too much salt, not exercising regularly, drinking too much alcohol, and smoking. But again, the big concern here is that only about half of those with high blood pressure have it controlled. Uncontrolled high blood pressure can lead to bad health consequences, such as the number one killer, heart attacks, and the number one disabler in America, strokes. And I recommend that everyone in America, every household, have a home blood pressure monitor. You can't accurately measure your blood pressure in the doctor's office because your mental state and your physical state has a big influence, especially on the upper number, the systolic. If you don't believe me, get an upper arm blood pressure monitor that you calibrate it, bring it once to the doctor's office so you know that it's accurate, and then bring it home, slap that thing on immediately, you'll see how high it is, and then watch over the next 20 minutes. Do it every 10 minutes when you relax mentally and physically, getting the steam out of your ears. You'll see that, especially that upper number, go down. I recommend when you use this thing at home, what you're trying to do is measure your baseline. Your baseline is your lowest number, so you don't get overtreated by the doctors. You have to find a time when you can fully unwind, get into your happy place, and get the mental and the physical pressure under control, and wait 15 minutes. Get into a comfortable chair, wait 15 minutes, then put it on. Make sure that the cuff around your arm is at the level of your heart. You're sitting in a comfortable chair, and then take two measurements, average them, and that's your baseline. That's what we're trying to measure. And when we say your blood pressure should be under 140 over 90, it's under all of those conditions, and if it's not, you're just not doing it right, and you're going to get overtreated, and you're going to confuse your doctor.
That's pretty obvious why we're having this epidemic of high blood pressure. Is it worse here in America? Because this is a study that is for Americans, by Americans. What happens overseas? It certainly makes a difference whether you're in Europe or whether you're in Asia or whether you're in Africa or South America, right?
Well, I guess we need to do a study and find out. But certainly in America, with the obesity epidemic, that is a big factor. Just losing 10 pounds can dramatically lower your blood pressure.
Right. All right. So what the old, my fourth grade teacher, Alice Scipione, used to say, Ken, a word to the wise is sufficient. Let us hope that is the case here, because Dr. Ken is the wise man with the information. High blood pressure, and when we talk about cardiol and the information that we pass along about your cholesterol and triglycerides, pretty much high cholesterol is an indicator of high blood pressure. Which comes first, the high cholesterol and then the high blood pressure, usually?
Well, you can have one or the other, but high cholesterol can cause hardening of the arteries, and when you get stiff, big blood vessels, that definitely increases the blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, by the way, as I mentioned, cardiol, if you would like to take advantage of a couple of circumstances, certainly the offer for a 30-day free trial of cardiol so you can see how it will help you with your cholesterol. Many people ask the question when they call 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Ken and ask about the free 30-day supply of cardiol. They also ask, how can we measure, without going to the doctor or going for a blood test, how can we measure what our cholesterol is? And there's a cholesterol monitoring kit that you can ask about when you call the folks at Cardiol. You check into that. Very inexpensive and a great way to help yourself. You got to monitor. You got to know what it is so you don't have the problem that Ken has just described. And again, that number is 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net/Ken. All right, so the object here is for you to call. If you have been in touch with Dr. Ken and you have had some additional information you'd like to pass along or ask for clarification, that's certainly okay. A lot of people call back on various bits and pieces of info that they get. Sometimes Ken will ask you to call if that's the case and you'd like to pass it along. Help yourself right now. As a matter of fact, that's what George has done in L.A. Here's a follow-up. George, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Thank you very much. A couple of weeks ago, I called you, Dr. Ken. I had a CT scan with regard, and they said I had pericardial effusion. Well, since then, they pinned it down, and the conclusion is, I'm going to read this, and I hope I could pronounce some of these words, left lower lobe consolidation with air bronchorhamnes. Is suspicious for pneumonia, small lift pleural effusion, bivascular.
Good Lord.
Perinomial disease.
George, let me simplify this for you. You're reading a CT scan report, I would imagine.
Yeah, right.
Of the chest, and this sounds like a pneumonia, and a pericardial effusion is fluid around the heart. The heart's like a basketball. It sits inside of a sac, and this sac is not supposed to have any fluid in it. And when you get infections, especially viral infections, you can also get fluid inside that sac. Sounds to me like you have an infection in your lungs. I hope they've treated this with some antibiotics. Are you making colored sputum?
No, nothing. The reason why I went to the doctor is because it felt a little sore and little pain, in the left lung area. And
okay.
Then they took the CT, and they also took an X-ray and blood test, and the doctor said no cancer there on the blood test.
George, give me a second. So you're not making any colored sputum?
No.
Okay, so because that when you cough up colored sputum, that usually means you have a bacterial infection. You need antibiotics. So you're not doing that. So you need to get this evaluated to find out why these abnormalities are on your CAT scan. You may have an infection, a viral infection. I don't want to alarm you. Is this cancer? But you need to follow up. Have you been referred to a lung specialist? They may need to go in there and get a sample of this.
I see. Okay.
You may need to get
I haven't been to a lung specialist, yeah.
What does your doctor who ordered this test say to do next?
Well, he says he took x-ray and it was negative, and then he said come back in a couple of weeks for another x-ray. And and he took a blood test for cancer. He said no cancer there.
George, I don't understand what a blood test for cancer means. There's no such thing as a blood test that's that is routinely available for lung cancer, but I want to know what the follow-up is for these abnormalities on your CT scan. You said he did a chest x-ray and it was normal. This was after this CAT scan?
Yeah, after the CAT scan.
So when was this CAT scan done?
The day before.
George, you're confusing me. One day before, and then he followed it up with a plain chest.
Well, actually, I went to a specialist because I thought it was a muscle problem first, and then he looked at it and he says, "Well, it's internal." So he took a CAT scan, and then the conclusion was this pericardial effusion, and then I read
Michael, just pull him down, will you?
George,
this is going on.
This is very confused. The timeline doesn't make any sense, and you need to have this clarified. I would call out, I don't have you in front of me with all of your studies. I would go back to your primary care doctor and ask, what is the plan for this abnormal CAT scan of the chest? Because you don't have all the facts here. It doesn't tie together. George, do that. And if you have any questions after talking to your primary care doctor, we'd be glad to help you.
888-553-7536. I got 87 different numbers here, Ken, as you know. 888-55 Dr. Ken, it's 17 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Spring is here amid signs of a broad-based recovery in the housing market. Tom Kreitler, host of Radio's The Money Pit.
Whether you're prepping your home to sell it or just taking care of some maintenance, the trend now is definitely an increase in home improvement activity and spending.
Spring is the time for outdoor improvements. Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot offers lasting beauty, hassle-free maintenance, and an industry-leading warranty. Tame your lawn with a 36-volt cordless string trimmer from Black & Decker. It offers power and runtime without the weight and noise of gas. Fix holes in drywall in one step with the new 3M Patch Plus Primer. It won't shrink or crack, and the added primer means the patch won't show through the paint. Automatically minimize the effects of bathroom moisture with the Brone or Newtone Ultra Humidity Sensing Bath Fan. It turns on when it senses a rapid rise in humidity, then shuts off when the excess humidity has been removed. Doing it right means doing it safely. 3M Tech Protection Homes Workwear Safety Glasses combine impact resistance lenses with attached reusable earplugs. I'm Kim Snyder.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
888-553-7536. Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken on the air. Call now if you'd like to be on the air. It doesn't get too crowded early on in the program. And we're here for 2 hours. Take your calls. Go through the medical news of the week to try to get a handle on things that are new in the world. The allergy season, something we need to talk about as we get into springtime.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the star of the show. He's here with the information. We also have an interesting Good Day Health newsletter this week. Ken, would you like to outline what the various and sundry things are that people can gather, gain, and sure. enjoy informationally?
Sure. Each week we put together from the journals on your doctor's desks over the past 3 months information we don't have time to get out during our 2 hours on the air. And we pick a topic, and this week it's the latest news related to migraine headaches. And we'd love to get you this information, and you can sign up at our websites, and it's all still free.
The information includes word on the FDA's approval of that new drug. Is it a drug that when you have wear those patches, do they include drugs that just get into your system through the pores of your skin? Is that how it works?
However it's delivered, it's a drug.
Yeah. All right. So that's what some of the information is. A lot of people have real problems with migraines, and I'm not going to ask you to explain because that would maybe not. It's sort of an extensive overview of all this. And so rather than get into it on the air, you have at your service and on your side the Good Day Health newsletter for this weekend. Simply go to drkenshow.com, and it'll ask you if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, and you can say yes by putting in your email address, and it'll come back to you every Friday, or you can go to dougsteffen.com, and see Dr. Ken's picture either in the contributors box or on the co-host box, and when you click on that, it'll give you the same question. You put in your email address, and you get this valuable information without cost every week from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken studies a lot of different things. Some of them are very serious medical issues, medical devices, that sort of thing. And every once in a while, somebody comes to him and says, okay, this may or may not be a medical issue, but it certainly has to do with one's good feelings about oneself. And I think that you're not a dentist, but a dentist, we've talked to the dentist, Dr. Ginniger, who has come together with a couple of other researchers to develop power swabs. So maybe what we ought to do is spend a moment here, Ken, talking about why power swabs are good. Because when you feel good about your looks, you're going to usually feel better. When you feel good, your health is going to generally be better, right?
Sure. Every day we sit here, Doug, and we talk about health, but feeling good, it is a top priority. But looking healthy is just as important. There's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that ugly look. It's called Power Swabs. And we all use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent to remove stains from your teeth. But best of all, it works in just 5 minutes. Power Swabs, it was developed by a real dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in just 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as bonding veneers, caps, and crowns.
All right. So if you're interested in trying this out, really very cool. Two shades whiter in 5 minutes with power swabs. Those teeth will be whiter and brighter after a week. You'll be in great shape. You can save 50% if you mention Dr. Ken by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. That's the solution for whiter teeth. Power swabs. It's an all-natural, it's a very interesting product because it comes from coconut oil, and therefore there's no chemicals or anything else in it. That's really what's bad, Ken. People putting bleach. Can you imagine putting bleach in your mouth? 800-865-7602. Make sure you mention Dr. Ken to get it at the right price. Risk-free. Power swabs. 800-865-7602. Our number here is 888-553-7536. Looks like the next person to talk to is Russ in Williston, North Dakota. Russ, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're okay. Fine, Russ.
What do you need?
Good. Hey, I've changed up my diet recently and just wanted to go over a couple of things with you. I have pretty much cut out meat from my diet, probably within the last 15 to 20 days, maybe having just a little bit once a week. Just wondering what I might need to add to my diet and if I need to make any changes, possibly take some supplements. I plan on eating, you know, fish, maybe some chicken once, twice a week.
Russ, let me get right to it because I've got the clock breathing down my neck. So you're asking for a heart healthy diet, essentially. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, fish, chicken, lean meats. You may want to add some olive oil, flaxseed, and walnuts to it and invite me for lunch.
Nice. It sounds like my current diet, so should be all right.
Why did you decide to stop eating meat?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I've just been trying to eat a lot healthier over the last.
I don't think you have to exclude it entirely. Just everything in moderation, Russ. And it's okay to have some meat a few times a month.
You hear me often say on the air, I don't eat meat because I'm a dairy farmer and the cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. There are a lot of people who say you need that protein. Are there other sources of, I heard you mention nuts, Ken. A lot of times people supplement in terms of protein with some of the beans and that kind of stuff.
And definitely the fish, chicken, and lean meats.
Yeah. All right, Russ, good call, good question. You help a lot of people out. Don't forget, when you have a question, you think that this is too inside maybe or nobody's going to be interested. That's not true. Millions of people listen to this program all around the country and all around the world. So ask your question by dialing 888-553-7536. Don't worry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday
enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour, this is the Good Day Weekend program, heard all around the country on a lot of great radio stations. Ken monitors what's going on in the world of medicine. We're interested in monitoring what's going on with you. And this is sort of like a newspaper, a health newspaper on the air with lots of components. The letters to the editor come in the form of your calls at 888-553-7536. So Doug Steffen, I practice without a license. Once in a while, I'll throw in my 2 cents worth. Ken's the man in the know, and he gets the conversation started. You have to, well, actually, you have to get the conversation started by dialing us at 888-553-7536 or sending email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com with the same sort of question. You may not be able to get in, or maybe you're listening to us at a time when we actually aren't live. And so if that's the case, then you can feel free to email along to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Let us speak with Gene in Alaska. Hi, Gene. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. Hello, Doug. It's nice to hear your program.
Thank you. What can we do for you, Gene?
Well, I've been told by my doctor, he's recommended that I use Reclast infusion for bone loss, and I'm just worried about that and wondered if there were any natural alternative.
Well, this is really a tough question. You know, he recommended to you one of the bisphosphonates, which is the traditional treatment for this, and it depends how advanced this is. You know, there are some things you can do to try to prevent this from getting to this point, not smoking, avoiding excessive alcohol. You also want to prevent falls, which is the big problem with osteoporosis. But what do you do in terms of treatment? And there's really nothing that is evidence-based that's alternative, and I'm probably going to get some disagreements on this, but you know, there's really nothing evidence-based out there that can be used for treating this other than what you've been told by your doctor, which you probably don't want, and that's why you're calling me, because you want me to pull a rabbit out of the hat. What you may want to do, Gene, is there is, and I'm not endorsing this, but I'm just going to throw out an alternative. There is a program. Do you have internet access?
I don't, but I have a son that does.
Okay, take down SaveOurBones.com, and this is a program that is what you're looking for. And I'm not endorsing it. I'm just throwing it out there, but do a lot of research about it. But the fact is that your doctor didn't offer you any alternatives because there really aren't any good yet evidence-based solutions. And osteoporosis can be a very serious problem. You fracture a hip and 50% don't survive it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I understand, and I didn't really think there may be anything as an alternative.
That's why doctors take this very seriously. And, you know, to the patient, usually you don't have any, you probably don't have, sometimes you have symptoms, but often you don't. Sometimes you have some back pain. Sometimes you may have lost some height over time. You may have a stooped posture. You may have even had a bone fracture. But sometimes in the early stages or moderate stages, you have no pain or no symptoms. So why is the doctor giving these potentially dangerous drugs? Because we don't want you to have a hip fracture and die.
Uh-huh. Well, I had a bone scan, and he said that it showed some bone loss, so that was why he was concerned.
All right. Well, did you ask your doctor about alternatives?
I did, but that was what he recommended.
Exactly. There really isn't that. That's the dilemma. That's the that's really the best that I have. Hopefully, in the future, we'll have something better. But really, the answer to this, all the young women and guys also listening, to avoid this, it's all about prevention, getting adequate amounts of calcium. But most importantly, if you take calcium, you have to take vitamin D with it so the calcium doesn't end up in your arteries and cause you to end up in my office. And you need to get regular exercise once the doctor tells you it's okay. I love getting calcium from low-fat dairy products, dark green leafy vegetables, canned salmon or sardines with bones, soy products, and calcium-fortified cereals and orange juice.
There you go, Gene. Thank you for the call. Best of luck. Kathy, next up with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. Kathy's listening, Ken, to WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you very much, Doug and Dr. Ken, for your show. We all enjoy it, and I listen every Saturday morning.
Well, thank you.
My question is, what can be done for, and secondly, causes red hot toes?
Wow, you're not going to call a fire alarm on this one.
No, it's not that bad yet.
Let me see if I can do this. You know, this is what we call burning feet. It's the sensation that your feet are painfully hot, right?
Well, they don't hurt. They just, usually toward the end of the day, particularly if they've gotten chilled earlier in the morning, they turn red and hot, and sometimes after a long walk, 2 or 3 mile walk in the evening, I'll come back and they're very hot and red.
Do you get pins and needles with this? Doctors call these paresthesias or
numbness. I do not.
You do
not?
No,
I don't have that yet. No.
Okay. Does it interfere with your sleep yet?
No, it does not.
Okay. Kathy, you sound like a very nice woman, so let me see if I can help you muchly. And the key here is getting a good detective, because there's a long laundry list of reasons why you can have this. And let me go through a lot of the reasons, and don't get scared. You know, doctors hate to bring this up because we just scare patients, and we hate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll mention a list, a thorough list, and I'm not accusing you of anything, but this is the list.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol, too much alcohol can do it.
No.
I don't think that's an issue here. Athlete's foot is a very common. I've had this before, and I had the exact same symptoms you're talking about. Chemotherapy can do this. It doesn't sound like you've been on that. Chronic kidney failure also. You can have some problems with the nervous system. We call this complex regional pain syndrome in the area. Diabetes, get that blood sugar, the hemoglobin A1C check, very common cause of it. An underactive thyroid, low thyroid, very common but often not diagnosed cause of it. And just to be thorough, AIDS can do this. There's something called tarsal tunnel syndrome, where the nerves just aren't getting where they need to get effectively. And also anemia due to some of the vitamin deficiencies. B12, folate can also do this. Kathy, it is time to go and see a good family doctor, general internist, and get this all sorted out. A good primary care doctor can untangle this for you.
Do you think it could be a part of Raynaud's syndrome, which I have been told.
Well, have you put your hands in the freezer lately?
No.
Why don't we explain what Raynaud's is?
This is a Raynaud's is a artery issue where the arteries, where you know, arteries are the vessels where the blood goes from the heart out to the body, and in Raynaud's you just have very hyperactive tone in the blood vessels, and especially when you expose them to cold, you'll see all fantastic symptoms and changes in the nails. It's a condition that can cause some areas of your body, either your fingers or your toes or the tip of your nose, the toes, your nose, your fingers, to all feel numb and cool in response to cold temperatures or stress.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And as I mentioned, when my toes do get cold in the morning, like if I've been out shoveling snow or whatever, by late afternoon, then they too turn this red-hot business.
Well, the blood vessels in Raynaud's often go into spasm and cause that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the symptoms that you get from Raynaud's are more like cold fingers and toes. You get a sequence of
white.
You get mm-hmm. Exactly. You get mm-hmm. a sequence of color changes in your skin that respond to cold or stress, and you get some numb and prickly feeling or stinging pain upon warming or relief of the stress. So, you. It sounds to me like you have Raynaud's, but I'm not yet convinced that that's what's causing your other symptoms.
Are you familiar also with erythromelalgia?
Whoa, that's easy.
I checked the internet. It's spelled E-R-Y-T-H-R-O-M-E-L-A-L-G-I-A. I don't believe I have that, but that is what is listed as a possibility.
Yeah, this is a very rare disorder. We talked about this once a few months ago. It's characterized by burning pain and warmth and redness of the extremities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a possibility. It can sometimes be associated with abnormalities of the bone marrow. It's very rare.
Okay. That's good. Well, I thank you very much, Dr. Ken.
Nice to hear from you, Kathy. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the air, interested in hearing from you. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Melody wants to know how Dr. Ken's eyes are. That is, does he wear glasses or not? And if you do, who do you go to? Do you go to an ophthalmologist or an optometrist? What's the difference between the two? And what should she know about who to trust with her vision, Ken?
Boy, here's where I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Good.
I have myself one near, I'm blessed with binocular vision. I just one of these rare folks who have one eye that's good for far vision and one eye that's good for near vision. And that's why I don't wear glasses. I could wear glasses, but I'm very comfortable with what I have. And I have a wonderful eye doctor who I take care of his cardiac vascular issues, and he monitors my eyes, and my eyes have been doing fine, but I think it's very important that people of all ages on a regular basis check in with an eye doctor and just make sure everything's okay. Eye doctors, ophthalmologists where I start, but optometrists do play an important role for routine abnormalities, nearsightedness, farsightedness. Optometrists are a valuable part of the healthcare team, and they often work either alone or side by side with ophthalmologists who are the MDs.
All right. So there's the advice if you're interested in care, that sort of thing. Always a good way to get advice is to ask Dr. Ken what he's doing himself. 888-553-7536. One of the
I just wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Moenfar. I'm sorry, I mentioned his name haphazardly. I don't want, because I know how busy he is, but he's my eye doctor. He's wonderful.
All right. We always like to acknowledge our doctors like I do with you. Dr. Ken is wonderful. Coming up, a discussion of the allergy season as it gets going, but from the sports pages this week, lots of people have read about Kevin Ware. He actually was on David Letterman with a top 10 list that was kind of funny the other night, Ken. He's the Louisville basketball player who had a horrible injury, but yet the stories around this week indicate he might be back playing in a few months. How would that happen, given how horrible this seemed to be?
This is a miracle of modern medicine. You know, people who bash American medicine, only in America would you have a great outcome like this. And this is a story that is so close to my heart because I'm a Duke graduate. I was an intern and medical resident at Duke. So, you know, they beat my guys, but everybody gave a great effort, and it was just Louisville did a great job. Kevin Ware's tibia, it broke through his skin during this past Sunday's Louisville versus Duke March Madness game. And this was, as you mentioned, Doug, this had to be one of the most gruesome sports injuries I've ever seen on live television. But this is an injury that orthopedic surgeons in America commonly repair. You talk to the orthopedic surgeons, and this is not so rare an event for them. So how did this all occur? That's what a lot of people had asked me this past week. Well, there was a lot of pressure on those two bones that are below the knee. You know, remember, the tibia goes down the inside, the fibula on the outside below the knee, and Kevin Ware put a big jump on top of an awkward landing, and there could have been some weakness of the bone from prior stress fractures. You know, these guys, for these big tournament games, they shouldn't be, but they do play with these tiny little stress fractures. They should be resting. These stress fractures will heal up with stress alone, with a rest alone. But they don't, unfortunately, for these big games. They go out and play. And he had a compound fracture. This is a fracture in which the broken bone, it's exposed through a wound in the skin. But the amazing thing is when they're treated properly, they do heal well. The bone was reset. He had a two-hour procedure. A rod was inserted into the tibia. And typically, compound fractures take 6 months to heal. But sometimes they can take up to a year. The three most common complications for open fractures, Doug, they're infection, difficulty healing, and a condition which doctors call acute compartment syndrome. This is when pressure builds up in muscles near the break and more surgery is necessary to relieve it. Let's hope that Kevin Ware doesn't have any of these complications. And my prediction is come October, next season, when they're getting ready for next season, he's going to be out there on the court bouncing a basketball.
All right, so the good news for Kevin Ware is that it is all healable. And he doesn't lose, he doesn't forfeit because of that break. 888-553-7536. We do a lot of conversational focus on sports and sports injuries. We certainly have spent a lot of time this year talking about football and the things that are going on with people who have head injuries. We're not in the football season. That work continues, though. I know my friends at Seriscan out in Denver are working on a lot of things having to do with the NFL players, that sort of thing. Isn't it interesting, Ken, when you get out of the season, sort of, even though this is news and important, nobody pays much attention to it because it's not in the public eye. But certainly the long shadow of that problem with the football isn't going to go away. I wonder if you know anything more about the studies being done on these football players, whether professional, collegiate, a lot of attention on collegiate athletes. The reason I thought about it more than anything else this week, the controversy about the fellow who's the coach at Rutgers who was bopping his players on the back of the head with a basketball. That's a very hard substance, and you wail that at somebody, there's damage there.
Yeah, I hope he never coaches again in America at anything, and that's just unbelievable behavior. But there was some news this week that 12 school football players die each year from football, high school and college. Amazing.
888-553-7536. You have a good day weekend program with Dr. Ken Cronhouse. Dial us up now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Seven five three six. If you're sitting around this morning having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, depending on where you are, a lot of people listen in the morning, some in midday, some in the early evening to this program. We are certainly here to help you at your service and on your side with your question. The allergy season is upon us, and a lot of people say we ought to brace for a tough season. A lot of wheezing. I know it's affecting me. I've been driving up the East Coast from Florida to New England this week, Ken, and the heat in Florida. Then you get where all of these, you come into the Carolinas, for example, where we were yesterday. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weather, and those lovely trees, all the blossoms here in Washington where I am today. But man, everything is draining, sneezing. The pollen is out in force, and according to the experts, it's likely to stay there. So I wonder if you have some words of wisdom and warning about this year's spring allergy season, which has been described by somebody, if you'll pardon the pun, as nothing to sniff at.
Well, part of the solution just came out in the medical journals this week. The very well read and believed excellent science medical journal called Allergy reported this week news that is going to make you very happy. They reported that consumption, Doug, of unpasteurized milk in early life is associated with a reduced risk of asthma and allergies that you're talking about. The consumption of unpasteurized milk in the first year of life, it's associated with an approximately 50% reduced risk for asthma and allergies in later life compared to those who don't consume it. The mechanism of protection, it's unclear, but it may be related to bacterial composition, protective proteins, or fat components, and the methods of processing milk, which you talk about all the time. And what's even more important, you're talking about adults. These protective effects appear to be strongest for consumption in early life, but continued consumption in adult life may provide additional benefits.
Raw milk. Who'd have thunk it? I knew it. I've been saying it. Thank you for underscoring it. As much as you are a person of science, and a lot of scientists say raw milk is not good for you, that you need to drink pasteurized milk, there is nothing anymore. It might have been the case 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Well, you now, Doug, have a reference for them.
Okay, that's fine. And I'm going to post that reference. Heasleyfarm.com. Thank you. The thing that you read about or you hear about often from people who say, okay, keep your car windows closed. Okay, what happens when you get out of the car? Keep your windows at home closed, but we all want the fresh air. Make sure that you are cleaning filters. Now, that makes sense. If you have living like where you are, Ken, probably from now on, the air conditioning's on all the time at your house, right?
It is on frequently here in Florida. Starting about mid-April till about mid-September.
Mm-hmm. And wash your hair, and maybe more often, if you have a shower every day, maybe that's a good idea, right?
Absolutely.
That washes the stuff off. Okay. The allergy season and wheezing. Sydney, another Los Angelian who's listening at KFWB. Sydney, what may Dr. Ken do for you?
Okay. Hi, Doctor. Thank you for all your knowledge and being available to give people some direction. I had just some general thoughts that I wanted to share, some of my own personal.
Sure.
To me, I think that, like you mentioned, with unpasteurized milk, that it is a benefit for allergies and these types of things, that raw milk used to be considered a no-no, kind of. But those kind of things earlier on in Midway, along with a special formula that everybody has their own, a card.
Well, Sydney, Doug now has a peer-reviewed journal that published that it's effective for allergies.
Okay. Well, that I think is a good thing. What I'm saying, though, is that our uric acid level, each one's level is different. Our organs, all the things that give us vitamin D versus the things that you need to take, like for Afro-Americans, we have a lot of melanin, so you have to take vitamin D so the vitamins from the sun can come in and come through. Each person has a formula, I think, that they need to identify with that's going to benefit all of the essential organs in their body.
Sydney, we have about 20 seconds. Please make your point. Are you going to be out of time?
Okay. What my point is everybody needs to check and see all the things that they need to do to benefit all of their essential organs, the things they need to take, the vitamins, the special things that
you need to know your body, know what it needs, be understanding not only with a doctor's help, but you need to be vigilant on your own, and there are a lot of great supplements and things you can take to keep yourself healthy.
Sydney, thanks for listening.
888-553-7536, another hour of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, coming right up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.